Hello, Internet. For the 2020 Eurovision season, I wanted to make a documentary about the exciting renewal of Finland's UMK selection show. I recorded the interview with Tapio in February and the artist interviews backstage in Tampere in March. The nature of the story that I was telling changed wildly during the production, as many stories have this year. But I think that story about what UMK is and what it wants to be in the future is important to explain some of the things that have happened since. Sometimes a Eurovision country goes on a hot streak. It's great. You create buzz, you qualify with ease, you never even see the right-hand side of the table. Maybe you even win. But sometimes, for a number of reasons, you get the opposite. Sometimes you find that results aren't coming and buzz doesn't translate into qualification, and even deploying the biggest stars your nation has to offer doesn't quite hit as hard as you'd hope. I'm Ellie Chalkley, this is ESC Insight, and I'm going to tell you a story about how Finland revitalised its national final. The 2010s were interesting for Finland, still reeling from their iconic win with Lordi. They experienced moderate success with Soft Engine and Krista Siegfrieds, and heartbreaking non-qualifications with Norma John and PKN. However, with national treasure Darud coming last in his semi-final in 2019, something had to change. And they've done something pretty amazing. Away with the single artist national finals, and back comes UMK, or UMK, as you might hear it referred to, as a full national final with new artists. Wiley have opened up the applications to the whole of Finland's musical community. They've enlisted youth radio station Wiley X to help select the songs, and the fruits of the process are taking to stage in Tampere to compete to represent Finland in Rotterdam. And I'm going to be there in Tampere too, to find out as much as I can about how you renew a national final. To add a bit of extra frisson, I'm doing this on the weekend that Europe is steadily shutting down many aspects of public life. As I land in Helsinki on the Friday night, DMGP in Denmark is going ahead behind closed doors because the government has banned events with more than 1,000 attendees. Melfest is proceeding, but with caution. And next week's head of delegation meeting is looking like it's going to be significantly on Skype. When you're listening to this, you'll probably already know how all of this works out, but we're definitely having quite a time. Okay, and now I'm going to be talking to somebody who's heavily involved in this year's UMK process. Meet Tapio.
Hello, nice to be here.
Hi, do you want to tell us a bit about what your role has been in UMK this year and I guess what your real job is also?
Yes, so my job at Yle is head of music at Wiley X, which is the youth channel, radio channel, who does a lot of other things than radio as well. So we are kind of the BBC Radio 1 equivalent in Finland. This year, we have been involved with UMK before as well, because it is for the whole company. But this year we are particularly heavily involved. And my role is to get as good artists and as good songs as possible to the competition. So I'm responsible for the musical side of things, which includes the contesters and also the other music act. We have two other things happening in the show as well. So that's been my role, which practically has meant meeting all the main labels, managements, publishers, writers, producers, managers, so on, and talk with them about UMK and getting them involved. And also I was the one steering the choosing process through getting the jury together and running that whole thing. So that's my role with UMK in a nutshell. Wiley X, our channel has been, our morning show superstars, Vicky and Köppi, they are co-hosts in the final show. And also we've been doing articles, interviewing the finalists, and of course playing their music in the radio. So that's the channel's involvement in a nutshell. And we'll be doing a lot of other things. We have, for example, a very popular YouTube channel, so all the artists have been featured there, and so forth.
Oh, excellent. I've been seeing a lot of the radio station content on Instagram with all of the artists going in and having a great time guesting on the radio.
Yes. So our Wiley X origins are being a radio, but currently we think that we are a modern music media, which has plenty of different channels in you know, all the Instagrams and YouTubes and Twitters and so on of the world.
Great. In your regular radio role, there is the process of playlisting songs. How did the process for playlisting songs for UMK differ from the regular radio playlisting process?
So the similarities with the two processes are the fact that we are looking for as good songs as possible for the audience which has been selected. This, of course, what makes a good song for radio and what makes a good song for UMK or Eurovision is slightly different, as is the target audience here as well. So we believe that UMK and the Eurovision is more or less for everyone in Finland. So the target audience is all Finnish people. Why is that? Well, UMK and Eurovision is one of the biggest music shows of the year. And where there we choose the Finnish representative for the Eurovision. And I think a lot of people in Finland are interested in, you know, who is representing and what kind of song is representing us in the Eurovision. So that makes it interesting and relevant for the whole of Finland. And that's actually the key criteria for the whole big selection process, that we hope that we have a selection of songs. This year we have six in the finals, where every Finnish person finds a song which is somewhat relatable and which he or she can think as his or her favorite. So that was the key criteria for choosing the songs for UMK. And we were looking for a nice selection of songs. Of course, the song needs to be really, really good. The singer voice needs to be really good. The performer needs to have like the whole package together, that we believe that he or she is able to pull together a great show and also perform the song live in the TV show. So that's all. Those are the key criteria. But we were hoping that we would get like a nice spread of different genres, different styles, energy levels, and so on, which we believe that the six actually do have. And then the choosing music for radio, then of course Wiley X is like a youth station targeted for 50 to 30 year old people, so that's a whole different target audience. And for radio, we don't need to think about the whole show or think about how the artist can perform the song live and what will be built around the show. It's just the song. And in radio, of course, the main idea is that we play songs that people actually like already. Like we are presenting songs, but also playing songs that are already people's favorites. Whereas in UMK, everything is new, so we are presenting people totally new set of songs and artists. They try to break me down. They can try to make me fail.
So we've got two sort of rules of thumb. Let me explain them to you and we'll see if they sound familiar. One is it's a bad idea to choose songs which are specifically written with Eurovision in mind. And the other rule of thumb is a song needs a call to action, a sort of a reason to specifically vote for it.
Well, one of the key thoughts when I was assigned to this role, actually, I have a longer history with UMK and Eurovision, but we can talk about that a bit later more. But my key thought for this has been that Eurovision as a song contest is so random in a sense that it is nearly impossible to try to beforehand pinpoint and decide that we are looking for something like this, and this would be a good genre or style or so on. So my idea was that I will just want to enable as many possibilities for a successful creation to happen as possible. So I wanted to get the top people involved and just as many and widely as possible. And then just trust that the creativity of these people will generate something great. So whether it's an old demo or songs written specifically for this or a song made for something totally different, what is the genre, what is the style? I did not want to decide or kind of look specifically for anything. So I think I agree on those rule of thumbs. But at the same time, I believe that the creativity can, you know, you cannot predict creativity, especially in this context. We have so surprising winners. We have so wild range of different winners or otherwise successful songs that I didn't want to kind of look specifically for something. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. That being said, I fully agree with your two rules of thumb. So I think there's great wisdom in those two thoughts.
One thing that surprised us when we got the six songs for Finland this year was that there was no representation of Finnish guitar music. And I was kind of expecting a little bit of Finnish hip hop.
Yes, so I was Finnish hip hop and rock music or band music were definitely on my list to I was expecting to have strong entries. But as mentioned, we were really going by the strength of the song. So we didn't want to have like a, you know, quota for X, Y, and Z. The bands sent songs in just weren't the strongest, one of the strongest sticks. So that's why it was. And I would actually say that the six songs represent very well the 426 songs that came in for this year's UMK. So vast majority were in English. That was one thing. Vast majority were by female singers. That was one thing. And vast majority were in the genre of pop, generally speaking. So I would say that the six finalists actually are quite good representation of the all of the songs which came in. Because only one of the six in is in Finnish, and this sparked some questions in Finland. So the simple answer is very simple. So you know it's the same ratio for the songs coming in. So vast majority were in English. So clearly, people who sent them in had. Either they want to create music in English or they thought that it's more suitable for the Eurovision finals than at the end.
And interestingly, the one that's doing really, really, really well in the charts is the one that's in Finnish.
Kun joku kaunis päivä luoksesi saavun, ei auta paikka kokis nuo.
sort of personal experiences with Eurovision?
So my personal Eurovision history goes back to something very similar as probably to many of us, that, you know, childhood and watching the Eurovision at home with my family. So that's a very typical, at least in Finland, it's for many people, it is also a family show. So that's where it all has started.
A big party where you're allowed to stay up late.
Yes, the final comes, especially Finland being like often 1 or 2 hours ahead of the final. So the final comes very late sometimes for us. So yes, it's for a lot of kids. It's like the one of the nights or evenings of the year when you can stay up really late to 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Then, of course, Lordi winning back then is such a strong memory for a lot of Finns, but for me as well. We had like a reunion of one game company where I used to work on that very same evening. So we were having like a sauna party evening and watching Eurovision at the same time, and then everyone started to look like, what the hell is this? It looks like we're gonna win. So it was a massive party on top of a massive party already. So that's obviously one of the best memories. And then my role or connection with UMK goes way back, because when Finnish Eurovision final was rebranded and rebooted as UMK, which comes from Uuden Musiikin Kilpailu, competition of new music. So when that was rebooted, I was hired for two roles for that. One was to think about the sonic identity of the show. So I was creating the theme music first by myself, and then later on the current theme is made by a friend of mine, Petri Alonko, who also works for Yle. So I've been involved with that, and I've been DJ of the show. So that means DJ before the show, warming up the audience, but also during the show, all the musical elements, like the identity elements of the program, was actually me playing them live in the TV. So I've been heavily involved for the last 7-8 years with UMK. So this natural progression, and I've seen every single finalist doing their show many times. So yes, I have fairly good and quite much experience.
And you have definitely seen some stuff.
Yes. I've seen surprising songs rise to be like one of the most successful songs. I've seen the excitement of the live TV. I've seen a lot of things, which is great.
Great. And this year we're moving away from the arena back to the TV studio at the Media Center in Tampere.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that going to change about the show? Because we're not having you DJing, I think. It's a smaller audience.
Yes, it's a smaller audience than on some years, but it has been in TV studio some years before as well. I guess there's two things. One is that it is first and foremost a live TV show. So the arena is nice, but there is also a risk of you doing a bit of an arena show at the same time. So this is first and foremost TV show, and that's when being in a TV studio, massive TV studio, that, you know, kind of gives it focus on this is, we'll just focus on creating a really, really good TV show. I won't be DJing there, but there is a fairly good size of an audience, so there will be a new DJ Orion from Wiley X, who will be doing the DJ duties, where I'm focusing on different things this year.
And you mentioned a couple of special acts for the show that you were involved in selecting?
So for the special pieces that we have to have two, we have two shows after all the finalists have performed. So we have Finnish artist Beem, who will perform her massive hit Hey Rakas. So it's the biggest Finnish hit of the winter, but Beem is totally new artist, and it's actually her first ever performance live as Beem. So it will be very interesting for the Finnish audience. More or less everyone now knows the song, but nobody knows the artist. So that's one. And then we have Mikael Gabriel, one of the biggest Finnish hip-hop artists. So here is your Finnish hip-hop coming in, who has been on a pause for, I think, 1.5 years. So he's making kind of a comeback with his new single being first time shown or played in the show. So we have something new, we have something known, but we are really, really happy with the two shows that we have part of the show.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to be absolutely fantastic. There is exciting moments throughout.
Yes, and UMK has been, I think, 3 or 4 years we've had this mid-show number from a Finnish superstar relaunching their career or introducing their new style or launching an album campaign or something like that. And with Mikael Gabriel returning in this show, we are continuing that. So it's for Finnish audience, that's a major TV moment. And I'm really happy that we can use this opportunity as Yle to build like a big media moments, big musical moments for artists like this.
And looking towards the future, obviously we don't know how it's all going to pan out this year. Is the way that UMK is working building on a long-term plan, or are you taking it year by year?
Well, a bit of both. So yes, there is a long-term plan, but you know, you need to focus totally on the current project and learn from that as well. We know that we will keep, because we had 2 years with invite artists. We know that we will continue with open competition. Mm-hmm. So this will be, I think this will be launched or told publicly during the final show. So I think that's great that we will have that information out immediately, so all the artists and producers can, you know, they can have UMK in mind already now. And we believe that we, in order to build the show and make it more successful, it's all about getting great songs and delivering a great, great show for the audience. And also to get as good songs as possible to the show, kind of the promise that we've made for the artists and labels and everyone in the music industry is that whoever comes to this show will benefit from it. Whether you're a totally new artist or like a long, you know, artist who has a 20, 30-year career, you will benefit from this. It is a unique opportunity to make so well rehearsed and designed and practiced TV show that there is absolutely no comparison with it in Finland. And of course, if you win it, it will take you on a ride of a lifetime, something that, you know, even Darude said that, you know, this was such a unique thing for him, and he's been around for a long, long time.
We really enjoyed having Darude with us last year.
Yes, so I think that's the promise we made for the music industry, and that way we get as good songs and artists as possible involved. Then again, for the Finnish audience, we made the promise that this will be one of the biggest music shows of the year and you want to be involved, I think there's the kind of the fear of missing out moment, an element that you want to vote. It's the voting is open just during the show, and that's where you can participate and be involved. And that's the promise for them. And we believe that, you know, if we do these well, this will be a show that will bring Finnish people together through music. And if we do that really well for a few years, it will be one of the biggest TV moments of the calendar year. So that's our short-term and long-term vision combined.
So you have six fantastic varied songs for us, and it's been great to talk to you about some of the thinking and strategy and tactics behind it. Thank you, Tapio.
Thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you in Tampere then.
Talking to Tapio before heading out to UMK was really interesting. The themes we often think about when we're talking about a successful national selection process popped up. Choosing the best song you can, cultivating relationships with new music radio stations and record labels, bringing in locally famous acts and building those big musical moments to make a great show that everybody in the country can feel some sort of ownership and involvement with, and keeping people involved over years. The other thing that turned out to be really important was that UMK was going to be in a TV studio rather than arena, with a crowd of a couple of hundred rather than thousands. The signs that this weekend was going to be a bit of a strange one kept cropping up. In the email you normally get with your press accreditation details, we'd been warned that we needed to avoid physical contact with people, avoid shaking hands, keep washing our hands. And as the audience filed into the studio, they left their coats in the cloakroom. And can I just take a moment to thank Nordic countries for having excellent cloakroom facilities? And then they were instructed to disinfect their hands using large pumps of alcohol gel. And I'm not sure if I was imagining it, but there was a general air of tension in excess of that you'd expect in the presence of Krista Siegfrieds. But going back to that last point that Tapio made, for UMK to be successful, whoever comes to the show has to benefit from it in some way. And just participating, even if you come last, that has to be a plus for you in your career. And if you win and you go to Eurovision, you and your record company have to really feel the benefit of that journey. And so with that thought in my mind, I decided to talk to all of the UMK participants about what they'd gained just from participating in the UMK process. But first, I caught up with one of UMK's international jurors, former Eesti-Laul winner and Eurovision performer, Laura Poldfen. How exciting and important is it that UMK is back with new, diverse, different artists?
I think it's really important. It's like in Estonia with the Eesti-Laul, it's creating a more vibrant music scene, and it's getting more. I don't even think that the thing is to just like bringing young artists. I think it's just, you know, putting even those who have the experience think more and experience maybe more. So I think it's kind of like mandatory for the music scene.
They've all been telling me how many industry contacts they've made through participating. Mm-hmm. Has it been, well, I guess we know it's been the same for you participating in Eesti-Laul.
Yeah, sure. For me, it's just when the first time I went to Eurovision, I was 15. So kind of with Estonia, it's like I already had the contacts 15 years ago. So for me, Eesti-Laul has more been like a great show to take part in, because it's the biggest one in Estonia, and you can visually, you know, live yourself out, and you can do like express yourself like that. So maybe now, as the last album for me was recorded in Vaasa in Finland, So I would really like to maybe next year take part in the Finnish Eurovision. I don't know.
Now it's good that it's now an option.
Yes.
Have a great night.
Yeah,
and thank you very much. Katerina, how has this year's UMK helped you develop as an artist?
Well, it has helped me a lot. Since the song is very personal to me, I've dedicated this song to my mother, who passed away 7 years ago into this rare disease called ALS. And this is the first time I'm talking out loud about it. And like last time, 3 years ago, when I was competing with my song Perfect Villain, this time I was, you know, kind of, it's totally different. It's a totally different song, and I wanted to show my soft side and kind of be more personal with it and grow as an artist to be ready to sing so personal songs.
And it's not a sad song, it's uplifting.
No, yes, it is. It's about, you know, celebrating life and living. But to remember the ones we have, you know, that are close to us.
So obviously the main thing everybody wants from UMK is to go to Rotterdam. But yes. What would be the other thing that you could get out of UMK this year?
Well, definitely I've been working as an artist for many years and doing some international, you know, breakthroughs like from the radio place and all this. But I believe that this could be a big thing for my career, and that's why this is a very great place
it's great
to be
to
at this
it,
moment.
It's great to have it back, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing. It's very good.
Fantastic. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm talking to Axel.
Hello.
Hello. UMK is back and you're in it. Are you excited?
Very excited.
Were you into UMK before it went into the single artist phase?
Yeah, I watched it a couple of times, especially when I was younger.
Yeah.
So, but then it started like a fade away because I wasn't on TV so much. So, but I watched.
You
them.
Don't even have a TV. You watch mainly Netflix now.
Yeah. Well, I use my TV for Netflix and gaming, so that's about it.
So, how has participating helped you develop as an artist?
Well, thanks to our vocal teacher, I've learned a handful of tricks to keep my voice sharp and how to breathe properly and getting more attuned to being in front of the camera, and it has helped.
So obviously the first thing everybody wants from this is to go to Rotterdam and represent Finland, but what else could you get from your participation in UMK?
Well, some kind of... like, hello, hey, hi, I'm here. Can we do music, please? I'm very eager to do more
some
music.
Some collaborations.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Axel.
Thank you.
Hi, we are FEM. I'm Viv.
My name is Baby O.
And my name is Miara.
So, you have come together as a unit for UMK. How?
No, not exactly.
Right, that's good.
Actually, we formed before UMK. We had the song Bananas, and then we were formed for the song. I mean, the song kind of like gave birth to our band.
Ooh.
So, and then after that, then the song was ready, we
realized that UMK was starting, and we were thinking that's like the best thing for us to do now.
Isn't
like,
it good to have UMK back in its original
yes,
form?
Yes, yes.
Giving an opportunity to new bands?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very good opportunity for us to show who we are and what we can, and you know, to
put on.
Especially that we are a new band, so this is a good opportunity for people, you know, to see who we are and what we do.
And you wouldn't normally, as a new band, be able to put on a performance of the size of Bananas.
Exactly. So this is a huge first performance for us. So it's very.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What else are you going to get out of UMK?
Well, a lot of contacts, of course, and great people we have met, and
experiences, yes. New experiences, doing something this big, because we might not be having this kind of opportunity soon again. So it's great to do this now, and then just keep on going with the energy we get from this.
No comment.
No further comment required. So good luck tonight. Have a great time. Be careful with those flamethrowers.
Yes.
Yes, we will.
Thank you very much, Fem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
answer. How has participating in UMK helped you develop as an artist?
Well, the whole experience has been amazing, and there's so many little challenges within the way to this until this day. I mean, I think I've won myself so many times on this journey, and so I think that I'm more maybe mature artist after this, whatever happens, you know.
So the thing that everybody wants to get from this is the trip to Rotterdam.
Of course.
But what else could you get from this?
Of course, I've already gotten so many nice new friends. I mean, the crew here at Yle is amazing as well. This is the first time that I'm actually dancing. I have a choreography. Choreography. Yeah. in my show, and that's the first time that I'm singing at the same time, and I have my dance moves.
So, are you happy to have UMK back like this?
Absolutely, it has been fantastic, and they have supported me in many ways, and all the artists, and I think this has been and it is one of the most memorable experiences in my life. And we have been like, you know, little babies here in the womb of UMK. So I think now we are grown-ups.
Have a great evening and best of luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Tika, how has taking part in UMK helped develop you as an artist? What have you learned?
Oh, I have learned a lot about being confident on stage and confident with others. Just like when I dance with Jesse, and like just being confident in his presence, and then being on my own. I have learned like the difference of being by myself and then in his presence. So I've learned being super confident on the stage.
Marvelous. And the precision you've got to hit those moves with.
Yeah.
Okay. What else are you hoping to get out of UMK?
I don't know. It has been so nice being here, and I think I've gotten out just participating. I've gotten out so much, like so many friends and so much love. It's so awesome being in UMK.
That is beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We're here with Erica Vickman.
Yeah.
Could you tell us how you've approached UMK as an artistic opportunity for expression?
Okay, I saw a document about a porn star and politician Cicciolina from Italy. And then I went to studio and said to my song makers that we need to make a song about that woman, because I got so big inspiration about her and her braveness and naughtiness. And
you've got the whole Cicciolina aesthetic on stage
with you. And Cicciolina have always that teddy bear, so I wanted to make it bigger. We made two bears, which is Finland's national animal. And I love animals, and those bears are like my friends in the stage. I am not bad to them. They are my dears.
Beautiful. What else has UMK given you as an artist this year?
So many things, because before that I was tango queen. I was singing tango music. But I wanted to move on and do more things like who I am. So we made that song, and this is so good platform to that song. This has been biggest thing for me ever in Finland.
And internationally also.
Yes. And I have found so many new fans, and now people get me. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And that was the irrepressible Erica Vickman there, who I am pretty sure will be popping up on Eurovision cruises and at national selections for many sparkling years to come. In fact, already her featured spot in Sara Alto's lockdown cabaret show was quite a treat. It's the end of May now, and we're bringing this story to a close. But for UMK, it continues. Right now, Finnish artists will be considering whether or not to participate in UMK 2021, and part of that will hinge on whether or not they benefit from taking part, even if they don't win. None of the UMK 2020 artists got to go to Eurovision in the end, but they'll all still have benefited from taking part in the process, whether that's through broadening their audience, making music industry contacts, or having a chance to work in a different style. The more national broadcasters think about their selection shows as part of the development and celebration of their local music scene, the more exciting and high-quality artists will participate. And that is what UMK is working towards. I am already looking forward to the 2021 national final season. Looking Back, Looking Forward was written and developed for ESC Insight by Ellie Chalkley and edited by Ellie Chalkley and Ian Spence.